Hey, this is Pepsi Inside Track. We're at Quincy Raceway's car show. Got a chance to talk here for just a minute with UMP modified driver Michael Long. Michael, I don't know where to start and finish. I tell you, it was a pretty good last season, second in the UMP National Points, and had to felt pretty good about that. But you've already got off to a pretty good start this season.
Yeah, last season was one of them years, you know, you have about every 5 years. We won like 29 races, and it was a good year, you know, all together. Didn't tear a whole lot up, and not too much, but and then, yeah, we had a, went down to Florida and had a pretty good run down there, you know. Had a lot of top tens and a lot of top fives, you know, and got second one night. And we was close, really close there to getting a win there a couple nights. And, but, yeah, it was the best year I've had in Florida. And car and everything ran real good and didn't tear nothing up. But, kind of relaxing right now, putting together a couple other race cars for some guys and get ready for the weather to get better here and get back to racing.
I kind of know how you are. I mean, you don't go anywhere without the expectations of running well. I mean, I think pretty much every place you go, you want to win. That's your goal. But could you have did you really expect to go down to Florida and run as well as you did? I don't think – were you – every single night, top ten. You had two nights, I think. Was there anybody – well, there might have been a few other cars that ran the top ten every night, but that's unbelievable to run all those nights down there against the competition level that you ran against down there, against, you know, Austin and Ty Dillon and Kenny Wallace. And I'll tell you, there was some fast guys down there I'd never heard of. There was a lot of fast cars. You did well.
Yeah, like I said, I don't I kind of thought I could go down there and be close to getting a win. I took all my own stuff this year, my car and everything. And, you know, and it's set up for the UMP deal, mm-hmm. and didn't have to fight that. And, but I, you know, I thought I could run up front the whole week. And, but yeah, you're running with a lot of dollars down there, or against a lot of dollars, with them guys. It's kind of unlimited budget, but, yeah, I was real pleased with how everything went, and, looking forward to it next year, really.
I know you've ran some USMTS races, quite a few. How does the competition level down there at Florida, how does it compare to the USMTS races during the season?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. It's basically them guys run on their tires, and then we run on our UMP tires. And the USMTS has kind of moved out of the area around here, so I've just stuck with the UMP stuff. But it's, you know, it's pretty much the same, you know, same competition level. When the USMTS used to be down here, I always ran pretty good with them too. So, yeah, it's still, the competition level is still just as high down there, you know, as it is with them guys.
What do you got planned this season?
We're just going to try to go for the national deal again. And then we're going to run a little bit in Jim's car with the IMCA specials. And yeah, just try to hit some of the more specials that I didn't go to last year with mine that hurt me on the bonus points at the end of the year and the national points, and just try to get that done.
Still going to try to go after that national title?
Yeah, still going to try.
I'd say you got a pretty good chance. Who you got helping you for pit crew?
Of course, my mom and dad, my wife, Shannon, and then my two little boys, Brennan and Brayson, and then Jerry Hughes. Jim Gillenwater and his family.
Have anybody down there in Florida surprised that was a Ford?
Yeah, there was quite a few guys looking at it, and down there, I think there was about two or three Fords down there. Everything else was Chevys, but nothing as small as ours. So everybody's pretty impressed. There was even quite a few motor builders came over there and was pretty impressed that the little motor that we run was actually keeping up with what we was running against.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this season? I know it's not here, kind of puts you on a spot, but you're usually pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think I got them pretty well memorized. I got Jim City Ford here in Quincy, Rick's Transit Repair, Brian Gaines Trucking, Miller Lite here in Quincy, Mississippi Bell, Blix Construction here in Quincy. I got to thank John a lot. I got a new one, the Farm Shop out of Edina, Missouri. They came on board this year and helped me out. Affordable Signs and Graphics. Discount Tire, Jim, and
can't forget him, he whines.
Yeah, he does whine. let me think. Extreme Pro Race Engines, and I think I pretty well got her. There's one. Oh, I got a JL scrap metal. Jerry helped me out a little bit this year.
Michael, thanks for talking with us. Wish you the best of luck this season. You probably don't need much luck, but hope you have a good season. Like to see you win that national title.
All right. Thank you.